Part 3. Short Passages. Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D.
Passage 1. On November 20th, 2000, from Honda Motor Company comes a small, lightweight, humanoid robot named Asimo, which is able to walk in a manner like a human being's. Asimo stands for Advanced Step in Innovative Mobility. It is an amazing product which can be helpful to humans as well as be of practical use in society. Compared to Honda's previous walking robot, P3, made in 1997, Asimo is smaller, lighter, and more people-friendly designed. P3 is 160 centimeters tall and weighs 130 kilograms, while Asimo's height is only 120 centimeters, and its weight is reduced to a mere 43 kilograms. Asimo's special features include more advanced walking technology, simple operation, and an expanded range of arm movement. In December 2005, Honda debuted its new Asimo model. This model is 10 centimeters taller and 11 kilograms heavier than the first Asimo. It can walk alongside its controller and is able to move carts and other objects around at will. And with a newly developed total control system, it can act as a receptionist or even deliver drinks on a tray. The new Asimo is also more agile than its predecessor, and it is able to run at 6 kilometers an hour and even turn while running. Questions.
17. What is the main idea of the passage?
What do we learn about the walking robot P3?
According to the passage, what do we learn about the new Asimo model?
Passage 2. British Culture Secretary Maria Miller Wednesday announced an initiative to make Britain the most welcoming destination in Europe for Chinese visitors. Visit Britain's China Welcome campaign, launching in spring 2014, will showcase, promote, and develop how the UK travel industry caters to the needs of Chinese visitors. Speaking at the event in Shanghai, Maria Miller said Britain is very much open for business and this is just the beginning. We want businesses from up and down the country to get involved, sign up, and be part of this new game-changing initiative. The new China Welcome Initiative shows how serious we are about making sure Britain is ahead of the competition when it comes to attracting Chinese businesses and tourists, she said. We are determined to encourage more Chinese people to come to our shores, enjoy our culture, heritage, food, sport, shopping, countryside, and music, and invest in our country, said the culture secretary. The China Welcome Program aims to secure 650,000 Chinese visitors a year by 2020, worth nearly £1.1 billion annually to the UK economy. The campaign will work with businesses to share customer insights, raise cultural awareness, and encourage the training of qualified Mandarin-speaking guides to ensure that Chinese visitors to Britain get as much out of their trips as possible. In the last 12 months, China has become the largest tourism source market in the world, worth $102 billion, said CEO of Visit Britain Sandy Daw. We want to make sure that Britain competes effectively for this market, helping the industry to develop products and services that appeal to Chinese visitors, and making sure that the message of the Great British Welcome is widely promoted.
Questions. 20. What is the main idea of this passage? What is the main reason behind the British government's campaign? 22. Which of the following is one of the measures British government takes to achieve its goal?
3. The Great Depression was the deepest and longest-lasting economic downturn in the history of the Western industrialized world. In the United States, the Great Depression began soon after the stock market crash of October 1929, which sent Wall Street into a panic and wiped out millions of investors. Over the next several years, consumer spending and investment dropped, causing steep declines in industrial output and rising levels of unemployment as failing companies laid off workers. By 1930, 4 million Americans looking for work could not find it. That number had risen to 6 million in 1931. Meanwhile, the country's industrial production had dropped by half. Bread lines, soup kitchens, and rising numbers of homeless people became more and more common in America's towns and cities. Farmers who had been struggling with their own economic depression for much of the 1920s due to drought and falling food prices couldn't afford to harvest their crops and were forced to leave them rotting in the fields while people elsewhere starved. By 1933, when the Great Depression reached its peak, some 13 to 15 million Americans were unemployed, and nearly half of the country's banks had failed. Though the relief and reform measures put into place by President Franklin D. Roosevelt helped lessen the worst effects of the Great Depression in the 1930s, the economy would not fully turn around until after 1939. When World War II kicked American industry into high gear. When the Great Depression began, the United States was the only industrialized country in the world without some form of unemployment insurance or Social Security. In 1935, Congress passed the Social Security Act, which for the first time provided Americans with unemployment, disability, and pensions for old age.
Questions. 23. What is the main cause of the Great Depression? 24. What has saved America from the Great Depression? 25. Why did farmers give up harvesting their crops during the Great Depression?